Fellow seekers of the divine, Gurudev would frequently say to his disciples and devotees, obedience is better than reverence. Why is that? We can give reverence to a guru or to God almost for our pleasure. It makes us feel good, perhaps protected. Perhaps as a potential recipient of grace. But as Buddha Swami Chittanandaji pointed out, the only real purpose of a guru is to get rid of the ego of the disciple. If a disciple understands this and agrees to it, then the relationship clicks. Otherwise, it does not. In the early days, Gurudev went to the Punjab regularly. He had held very successful mass meetings, mostly chanting God's name. Ultimately, he stopped going, not because he wasn't being received well, but there was no real interest in his message. They were not interested in listening to the message in vain. They were primarily interested in devotion. This, of course, applies to God, too. We worship God. We meditate on God. We study about God. But are we searching out His will for us? Are we prepared to obey it, whether that happens to agree with our desires or not? Is the basis of our life not my will, but thy will be done? If it is not, perhaps we're missing the secret of successful living. Even in secular activities, the secret to success is getting out of the way and allowing the Spirit to flow through us. Whether it is an artist, martial arts, writing a novel, composing music, performing music, whatever it may be, the secret to true success is being still, getting out of the way, and allowing the Spirit to function through us. This is all, in a sense, to train us. Our relationship with God, our relationship with the Guru, is really a training ground for our relationship with ourself. Ourself and God are one. We don't recognize ourself within because we've identified with the body and mind. Yet our self remains our self, ever there. If we acknowledge it, if we get out of the way and allow it to function, we live a life of harmony and success. If we insist upon having our way, our desires, if we insist upon keeping control of this body and mind, then we pay the price in the mistakes we made and the feeling of isolation and failure and loneliness. We have to realize that the secret of our happiness, the secret of our success, the secret of life is in renunciation, sacrifice, surrender, allowing God's will to flow through us, rather than having our own ideas of what we want. That is what conversion means. Converting from an ego-centered life to a God-centered life. And Gurudev wanted to train his disciples at the very beginning by saying, obedience is better than reverence. Your reverence you are doing to please yourself. Your obedience you are doing to please God. Ariel.